Good morning, everyone. So I'm Qing Shen, and so happy to share my project here with you guys today. So the topic that I'm going to present today is spatial patterns of colorectal cancer screening facilities, screening adherence, and colorectal cancer mortality. So there's no conflict of interest to report in this study. For introduction of this study, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. Regular screening can reduce colorectal cancer mortality. Therefore, national guidelines recommend that adults ages 50 to 75 should have a colorectal cancer screening by have a stool test every year, a flexig every 5 years, or colonoscopy every 10 years. Colorectal cancer screening in Minnesota is relatively high, which is 71% of adults ages 50 to 75 adherent to national guideline. However, it is still suboptimal. The national target is 80%. Also, geographic variation in colorectal cancer screening and colorectal cancer mortality exists in Minnesota. Geographically mapping the colorectal cancer screening, colorectal cancer mortality, as well as screening resources such as facilities can help us better understand the disparities and also help us better target the screening resources and the screening promotion. So the purpose of this study is to assess the spatial patterns of facilities that provide colorectal cancer screening, facility-level screening adherence among the age-eligible adults, and the county-level colorectal cancer mortality in Minnesota. We also assess the association between the facility-level screening adherence and the county-level colorectal cancer mortality in Minnesota. So the study is conducted in Minnesota, and we obtained the data from two sources. First is the Minnesota Community Measurement. So in Minnesota, all the facilities are required to annually report colorectal cancer screening adherence data to Minnesota Community Measurement. The data are for age-eligible patients, so which is 50 to 75 years, with at least two doctor visits in the past 2 years, and they must have one visit in the recent 12 months. And no history of colorectal cancer or total colectomy. We also obtained the 2007 to 2011 colorectal cancer mortality data from Minnesota Department of Health. So for the measures, this study includes the facility name and the street address. There are 571 facilities located in colorectal cancer screening facilities located in Minnesota, and 254 colorectal cancer screening facilities located in Twin Cities, 7-county metropolitan area, which is the largest urban area in Minnesota state. And we also include the facility level overall colorectal cancer screening adherence, which defined as the percent of a patient population adherent to colorectal cancer screening. So the colorectal cancer screening is defined according to the national guideline. And we also include the county level mortality, colorectal cancer mortality rate. We utilize the data for the 61 counties that has the sufficient colorectal cancer mortality data. So the sufficient data defined as they have annual deaths greater than 3 or total deaths greater than 15 during the measurement period to make sure we have enough samples to produce the stable rate estimate. The county level mortality rate is adjusted for 2,000 U.S. population. So for the analysis, we use ArcGIS, ARS, and SARS software. So we in ArcGIS, we geocoded the facility address using different tools. The majority of the facilities were geocoded using the ArcGIS online geocoding service. And we're also using the Street Map USA And for the small proportion of the facilities that we cannot be geocoded them, we use Google Map to obtain the latitude and longitude. Then we mapped the facilities that provide colorectal cancer screening, facility level screening adherence, and county level colorectal cancer mortality rates. And we use maximum absolute deviation to test the spatial clustering for high performance facilities and low performance facilities separately. So the high performance facilities in this study is defined as facilities that has screening adherence equal to or greater than the state average. Otherwise, it's low. And we also conducted a multi-level logistic regression to assess the association between the facility level screening adherence and the county level colorectal cancer mortality. And we hypothesized that the facilities with high colorectal cancer screening adherence is more likely to be located in county with low colorectal cancer mortality. So here, the low mortality we defined as the county that has the colorectal cancer mortality equal to or below the state average. Otherwise, it's high. So for the results, in Minnesota, the average facility colorectal cancer adherence is 69%. It has a wide range. And 56% of Minnesota facilities has screening adherence below the state average. In Minnesota, the colorectal cancer mortality is 14.6 per 100,000 people. So here is the map of colorectal cancer screening facilities, colorectal cancer screening adherence, and county level colorectal cancer mortality rate in Minnesota state. So the points here indicates the facilities, where the green triangle indicates that the facility has adherence greater or equal to the state average. The pink dot indicates that the facility have screening adherence below the state average. And the brown color indicates the county level colorectal cancer mortality rate, with the darker brown color indicates higher colorectal cancer mortality rate. So in the highest, there are 9 counties in the highest colorectal cancer mortality categories. 4 of the counties, they have their all facilities reporting adherence below the state average. However, we also observe that for 18 counties that has the mortality higher than the state average, they had all their facilities with adherence higher than the state average, higher or greater than the state average. So our multi-level analysis showing that although the magnitude of the odds ratio is more than 1, but it's not significant, and indicating that the facility level screening adherence is not statistically associated with county level mortality. So now we took a look at the map in the Twin Cities, a 7 county metropolitan area, which I highlighted with the bold line. So in this area, 40% of the facilities had screening adherence below the state average, and the large geographic large disparities in facility level screening adherence existed in each metropolitan counties, and the maximum absolute deviation test also indicating that clustering of low performance facilities, which is the pink dot, and the clustering of the high performance facilities both existed. So the p-value for the both tests below than 0.05. And we didn't do a formal analysis to identify where the cluster is, but I highlight some the areas that have indication of clusters. So this is a high the clustering of the high performance facility. This is the clustering of low performance facilities. And this one I want to point out is this is where the Minneapolis, and this is where, in the area like where the minority, a larger group of minority population lives. Okay, so the for the conclusion and implication, the study, this study showed that efforts are still needed to improve colorectal cancer screening adherence to reach the national goal. So in this study, we observed that disparities in facility level screening adherence within county within a county, which indicates that the colorectal cancer screening variations might exist across small areas. So this also can be supported by previous study. One study conducted in Missouri State, they found large geographic variations of colorectal cancer screening adherence exist at the five-digit zip code level. And there's negligible geographic variations of colorectal cancer exist at the geographic scale larger than that. And also, another study suggested that we should look at the colorectal cancer screening variation at the census tract level. The results of this study also can be used to appropriately allocate the resource to improve the colorectal cancer screening in target area, especially for the where the low performance facilities clustered. And also, as I mentioned, low performance of facility clustering is where in the minority community is. So in Minnesota, in general, the minorities are more likely to diagnosis with late stage of cancer, the colorectal cancer, and the short life expectancy was observed in the communities with high concentration of race in high concentration of minorities in seven county metropolitan area. So future study are needed to explore how area level socioeconomic variables and the racial segregation impact the colorectal cancer screening, and which further could impact the population health in the seven county metropolitan area. And this study found that facility level screening adherence is not significantly associated with county level mortality. So, but we in this study only did a bivariate analysis, and we didn't control for other potential confounders such as the demographics of patient population in each facility. So there are some limitations in this study. First, it is a cross-sectional study, and the temporality cannot be determined. And the colorectal cancer screening adherence data were collected more recent than colorectal cancer mortality data. However, this is those data are the most recent data available for to us when we did analysis. And the geocoding errors might exist, especially for like facilities they located on the border between the two counties. They might be, due to the geocoding error, they might go to, the wrong county. So that might be impact our results. However, we like the majority of the our facilities are geocoded to like a point street level. So it's very small area level. And there's about 30% of the counties had insufficient colorectal cancer mortality data, and those counties are not included in the analysis in this study. So, and the facility level colorectal cancer screening adherence use a patient population denominator, so which may not exactly match the colorectal cancer screening in the general population. So this study would like to thank Minnesota Community Measurement and the Minnesota Department of Health for providing the data for this project. And this project is possible given the funding from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota and Allina Health for colorectal cancer screening with improved shared decision-making project, as well as the student related funding from Virginia Commonwealth University. Thank you.